Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to a Thursday edition of the Weekly Conversation. Folks, this Thursday on the conversation, again, George Soros and multimillionaires' efforts to reshape California's criminal justice system by propping up progressive district attorneys and candidates has backfired. Gee, we know you don't like this country and we don't like you either, buddy. Get out. Wow. The race for House control looks closer than ever, but any spin the Democrats are favored to take the House with, they're probably just that. Yeah, anything they, you know, just like Hillary Clinton. She's going to win the election. She's going to win the election. You know, they keep saying that Democrats are going to take back the House. Bring it. I've never heard of this show, but Chip and Joanna, I guess they do some sort of like fixer upper show on HGTV. And I guess they're being fined $40,000 for lead paint violations. I lived in places and it like above a certain level you could still have lead paint. And they yes had to let people know it was lead paint. Oh wow, that's just crazy. Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney has come out and said, hey, you know, done a celebration dance and all this stuff because, you know, the federal judges have passed rulings that Trump cannot cut off grants to sanctuary cities and all this crap, you know. Another anti-American that wants to endanger his people. Actor Henry Winkler, the Fonz from Happy Days, has come out and said he was one of more than 118,000 people who were left off the polling registry during the California primary elections. Way to go there. They did end up voting all those people. They gave them like a some sort of absentee type ballot and they filled it out and then they recorded it and all that stuff. But still, I mean, that's California for you. And I want to get into a woman who wanted to date somebody and get sympathy, and she accused two football players from Rutgers of raping her and all that stuff. So it was Sacred Heart University. What am I thinking? There's some transfer news with Manchester United and stuff, all kinds of interesting things, and one step away from the World Cup. So welcome to the conversation and I hope you feel a part of it, folks. Thank you for tuning in. And, you know, my wife had been in and out of the hospital and had surgery and I haven't done much. I've been helping her and haven't had many days off or much and finally had 2 days in a row. And lo and behold, Monday, I think it was, okay, Dead & Company are coming to Deer Creek Music Center, Noblesville, Indiana. That's what it was originally called, and that's what we call it. Until they, we always call it Deer Creek, because you can change the name, you can't change the spirit, but, you know, Verizon bought the rights to put their name on it, and then Klipsch, and now it's like Ruhoff, but it's Deer Creek to me, always has been, always will be. And I wrote and called Tammy in the morning, I'm like, Deer Creek Music Center, tonight, Dead & Company. And lo and behold, she writes back, I'm like, heck yeah, I'll drive, just buy your ticket and this and that. So I'm like, okay. And so she found a place that had tickets, but it was like, you had to print them off and we didn't have a printer. None of us, she didn't, I didn't. So I'm like, okay, let me see if I can get some. We'll call to Ticketmaster/Live Nation and got some.
Which one was cheaper, though?
They were the same price.
Oh.
But it was cool event, man. It not many people realize this, and some people knew, but some people didn't. It was actually the 27th anniversary of their 6691 show that they did there. Oh, man.
Is that the music they played?
No, they played different music. Because the 91 show, they closed with Boxer Rain. Yeah, that was... But they did... I don't... Some people think that they were going to do another song, but they closed with Casey Jones. And throughout the whole like second half of the show, we're seeing heat lightning, we thought. You know, because, I mean, skies just lighting up. We're like, what do we do? That's heat lightning, no big deal. And when they get done with Casey Jones, like, during Casey Jones, you start to see bolts. I'm like, that's not heat lightning, that's lightning. And then we don't even get out of the gates, and it starts downpouring. I mean, because we didn't get there until about, like, 6 o'clock, and the show started, I guess, at 7, and we were hanging in Shakedown Street and seeing if there's anything I wanted, and I wish I could have gotten there, too, then I probably could have more time to look around and got something I didn't really need, so I'm kind of glad I didn't. Yeah, and it was like, there was probably about 5,000 people, it seemed like, that were behind us that... And the show had already started before we even got into the gates. But we're in the lawn seating. So, I mean, when I saw Smashing Pumpkins at LA Hall Music, and I was front row in the orchestra pit, and I was a foot away from Billy Corgan, and the sound was so bad, I'm like, I want to be where the sound is the best. I don't care if it's a fifth balcony. If that's where the best sound is, that's where I want to be. And that's what I always do. But it was a good time, though. Yeah, I'm feeling like I'm sore today, so I'm feeling it, but man, what the hell, it was worth it. It rejuvenates the soul and the spirits and all that stuff and gets you going and gets me ready to realize that here's the biggest anti-American, George Soros, trying to spend more money. He's trying to, as I move on, folks, he's been for a long time. There's an old Time magazine article where he basically says he hates America. He wants it to collapse and fall apart. And here he is, caught spending millions of dollars trying to reshape the California criminal justice system by propping up progressive district attorney candidates. And it backfired. Hey, it's more money out of his pocketbook. I mean, when are they going to realize that we don't support this agenda that they're trying to shut down our throats? You're trying to get some progressive DAs and it failed. Because a lot of the big thing in California is you have packs. I call them packs. This area, this little pact of people here is very, very liberal. This pact over here is super conservative. And that's one of the big things that a lot of people think there is going to be a civil war in California, because you have, okay, these guys are North Korean type socialists. They want government giving them everything. And these people here are so gun-torting conservatives that, you know. So we'll have to see. But it's nice to see him fail again, as you know. We're Americans, and we don't want anyone running our country or telling us what to do. We want to have freedom. And we want to have people respect this country if you live here. You know, just like you, I would think you would want someone living in England or France or Germany or Spain to support the country. If you have someone living in this country that says, down with America, why would you support them living here? Oh, we can't turn away anybody. They all have the right to be in this country. They have a right to be free. They don't want to be free. If they wanted to be free, then they wouldn't want to say death to this country. So many people want to burn, crap, disrespect, and go number two on the very thing that gives them the right to protest. I don't understand that. Why not, instead of protesting, why don't you try to change things? Do stuff, do positive things. Because they don't want to do positive stuff. Black Lives Matter is not about positive stuff. It's about agendas. Trump's not about an agenda. He's about America. And putting America first. I mean, you have now, there's talk of the race is closer than ever, you know, to regain, for Democrats to regain the House and all this stuff. And there are people like, yeah, if you believe that BS and that spin, that's basically what it is, spin. That's the problem. That's all it is. Well, I mean, if you believe that, then you're going to believe that. Well, out of all the Republican nominees, who do you think is going to win the Republican nominee? Out of all the candidates, who's going to win the, what Donald Trump is? Oh my, can you believe it, folks? She's, you know, everyone's laughing. Well, there's no way in a million years. I'll put $100 million. Trump will not win. I guarantee he won't win. I guarantee he won't win. And then that night, well, let me see here. Hillary Clinton. Oh, well, no, she has to win Florida. She has to win Florida. And Florida has gone to Trump. If you want to see how bad it is, watch the election. Flip to the channels. On Fox News, they will have called Florida already because they have enough votes. MSNBC will say it's too close to call. We don't know yet. Because they're wanting some tiny glimmer of hope. That's why Black Lives Matter started, because they realized that people aren't buying the BS that's being thrown at them through the mainstream media. And since and they tried to do a lot of things on TV. And when nothing, okay, now we need to take it to the streets. And you can tell that a lot of that stuff's an agenda, because when that Black Colts player was killed, they didn't go near it with a 10-foot pole. They weren't there supporting that Black life. He didn't matter, because it was an illegal that killed him, not a white man. That's the difference. We're all human. We all bleed the same color. You know, when is the mainstream media going to realize that we've caught on to your fake BS? You know, Bill Clinton's even come out now and saying, I wish I would have done stuff to stop, you know, the missile stuff with North Korea. You're the one that gave him money.
Yep.
You know, Elizabeth Warren said this, she goes, in a quote, I hope to see the president succeed in North Korea. But that means getting rid of all those nuclear weapons and making sure that they can verify they're gone. Thank you for your vote of confidence. But of course, as you read the last part of it, they're going to have to make sure and verify that they're all gone. Well, that deal you did with Iran and Obama did with Iran, all you Democrats supported, you didn't have any, it wasn't going to get rid of their program. We're going to do anything to stop it. That's just how it is. I mean, I don't know. It's just I've never seen a man so hated for trying to do the right thing. Okay, what do you know? What do you know? I mean, that's just democratic world we live in. I mean, it's great what's going on with North Korea. I love the fact that we're going to sit down and talk. See, because Trump is going to, Trump's doing what no one else is. Hey, I'm going to make sanctions so tight on them. Unless they produce it, make it, or whatever, they're not going to have anything. Because he wants to do something. He wants to make real change. Not just fake change. Yeah, there was a thing today where former President Bill Clinton said, if I had the chance to end North Korea's missile program, I'd do it all over again. If I would, says the man who gave money. But see, the kids that read this, they're not going to know. They're not going to research. These kids don't. That's why you have kids that were cheering Comey's firing on the Late Show, when that whole group of people's agenda had changed from firing him to keeping him because he was investigating Trump. You know, it goes back to the days when Jon Stewart was on the Daily Show. And what did he do? That's where like 70% of the kids got their news. College kids, anyways. And that's the problem we deal with. No one wants to know the truth. No one wants to... Okay, let me see here. You know, if you don't like what Trump's doing, if you don't think the country's going in the right direction, then why don't you do some positive things to make the country go in the right? Why don't you do things in your own community to make it better? If you think Trump is not trying to make America better and do stuff to help the country, then why don't you do something in your own community? Why don't you gather people together and do something to make it better? I mean, this is an issue we're facing right now. McDonald's is like 2 or 3 years away from having it to where every store has kiosks. You don't have a person at the cash register. You may have one person in case the machine goes down. Probably a manager, but you're just going to go to self-service kiosk. You're just going to type in stuff. Put in your order yourself. My dad and some people put up with a lot of crap from their employees because it's hard to find welders. It's hard to find people that want to actually do real work. They don't want to do real work. That's the problem. I mean, there are places where you can go every day and work with this electrician, and once a week you take a class, and in 5 years you can become a real journeyman electrician and belong to the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Union and make $30 an hour. And no one wants, that's work. You know, I want to go to college and get a degree so I can sit in the an executive office and just like have a cush job and not have to work or do anything or today's world. That's today's world. People don't know that.
People don't care.
I don't know. When are we going to let kids know it's okay to be a mechanic? It's okay to work with your hands. And there's actually a big lawsuit going on now because a lot of the stuff they have now with these cars is designed so that only a dealer can work on it. Like, you can't fix it yourself. You know, because my dad replaced a light bulb, like a headlight on my sister's B9 Tribeca she had back in the day. And no joke. It took my dad like an hour. He goes, over an hour. Because they must have some special tool that they can use to get in there, because it's ridiculous. And a lot of these cars now, I mean, I have a 2004 Mustang, and I've gone to places yet to have that done. The dealership has to do it because there's special parts only they carry, and crazy. And there's a major lawsuit because they're just like with a bunch of these auto manufacturers, because people are getting fed up with when back in the day you could fix your own car, now they don't want you to. Now you lift it up and like, okay, is this an engine? What is it? It looks like a big flat panel over the thing, and it's changing times. You know? People want to be able to go and do, and they need to be able to go and do, and let them know that it's okay to go and do and say, hey, maybe you can make a lot of good money if you have your HVAC certification, and you can do like air conditioning and repairs and electrical work. You can make good money. Pardon me, but just think outside the box. Just think outside the box. That's what we do here at the program, folks. I want to get into this one because this is the Philadelphia mayor who's kind of like praising the fact that sanctuary cities can no longer have their money taken away. It's ridiculous. A sanctuary city like Philadelphia mayor dances to celebrate court win against Trump. I mean, now these grants and stuff that they've been given to fight MS-13 and different things, then you can't take them away from them. So they're allowed to harbor murderers and serial killers. And, you know, Kate Steinle was killed by an illegal that should have been deported many times, but was hidden from ICE because it's a sanctuary city. Now, if he's in prison, okay, but if you're keeping him away from ICE, but he's a free citizen, that's a different thing. If you were putting him in jail, if you said, okay, if you're going to take someone that's illegal that should be deported and he's serving jail time, okay. But, you know, it's sad that these, I mean, I don't see much of the policies on the left that's pro-America. I mean, white people are the minority anymore. I mean, there's a video on YouTube, you need to check it out, where a guy takes gumballs and he goes, okay, you know, this is America here. This represents, like, immigrants coming into this country and illegals coming into this country. And here it is here, and it's like, okay, for every, like, one born in America person, like 10,000 immigrants come in, and this and that, and it's like, it gets to the point where there's overpopulation because there's too many people, you know, it gets to be too much. It's kind of like you're growing food for two people, and then four people come. We can stretch to two people's food for four, and then eight people come, and 10 people come, and 20 people come, and next thing you know, okay, well, you know, we're running out of stuff, you know, and that's what's going on. The population is expanding faster than we can cope with it and deal with it. That's just facts. That's, you know, about the population expansion. And a lot of people don't want to face those facts. It has nothing to do with not hating immigrants or anything. That's just facts. You know, I mean, you could sit there and say, okay, these are all people. This is people that are, I mean, you could say, okay, this is Indiana, and these and every other part of the United States wants to come to Indiana. You know, and just, you know, take out the word immigrant or illegal or anything, and you'd have the same equation. It's still not good, you know. Because that's the problem we have in this country. You know, there are people that are not citizens, that are illegals and stuff, they get benefits we can't even get. And we're born here. And that's the thing that's troubling. When you have vets that are suffering, but you have illegals getting the best medical care. That's the problem, and that's what we gotta figure this whole thing out. And you know, this allowing sanctuary cities to, I mean, they shouldn't be allowed, period. I mean, what I think it's honestly going to take with these sanctuary cities is like that lady that went to the, that supported the transgender bathrooms and all this stuff, until she went to use the bathroom and a guy walks in there plain as day to use it. Hey, I'm a woman. I think I'm a woman. Well, wait a minute. I was expecting to see people coming in here that if they're going to come in here and they're checked and they were born a male biologically, they would at least be wearing a dress or have long hair. I mean, try to, in some way, shape, or form, look like a woman. But when they come in there and he's got a beard and he's got, like, Wrangler jeans on and a flannel shirt and a John Deere hat, and he doesn't look like anything but a cowboy, a male, and he, oh, I think I'm a woman, so you have to let him in there. And she flipped out, and then she changed her viewpoint. And they were like, well, wait a minute. What did we say? All you have to do is think you're a woman, and bam, you're in the women's bathroom. And that's what's going to happen with these sanctuary cities. You're going to have some of these people that support them have their identity stolen by an illegal who's using your name, social security number, and all this stuff. And
you'll make an excuse for them.
Well, no, they'll have to have that happen and have, they try to file taxes, and then they got $20,000.
I think it's got to be violent. I don't think it's going to be money or whatever.
Oh, if they had someone that got a $20,000 tax return when they go to file and it wasn't illegal and their name was used, I think that would wake some of them up. Not all of them. But look at Kate Steinle. They still support the sanctuary city there. I mean, it's sort of like when all those people died in Scientology with infrastructure. Well, what was it? The infrastructure rundown. Like where they, like if you go to a hospital and they know a Scientologist is in the hospital, you know, they have people and to ensure this is what they do. Because they have Scientology hospitals where you, when you go there, they won't do psychiatric treatment, they won't do this. And, you know, and those, and when these people die and it's obvious that they're starved, all it was like they should be looking at manslaughter charges. So there are people that will defend it. I mean, I'm sure there's someone out there that says, well, you know, not everyone is bad. Just because the sanctuary city law had one person that was bad doesn't mean they all are. Okay, so if that was your daughter, you'd still support this law? I don't think so. And if you are, you're stupid.
You have people in Scientology who will give up their families for Scientology. You don't think they're going to give up?
Yeah.
I love you, but I'm at you're a little bit delusional.
No, I'm not saying they would. I'm saying, like, there are people that if their daughter was murdered, they'd probably still support the sanctuary thing.
Right.
But hey, that's how this world is. I mean, we have people like that. But then again, when my friends were drinking and driving and got killed, I didn't think that I still drank. I just was very smart about it. As smart as you can be, you know. I tried to realize that I'm not going to drive drunk, and I'm going to try to make sure that if my friends are with me, that they're not drunk. But actor Henry Winkler, the Fonz, you know, 118,000 people were left off the polling registry. He was one of them. Yeah, they screwed up on that one. That was a big oops. And I guess what they did is they gave everyone provisional ballots so that they could vote and all this stuff. So he was able to vote. And via his Twitter account, he said, you know, I voted, who's next? Like, your turn. You know, but I mean, just a big botch. I mean, I'm glad they let them vote, but I just sometimes, I mean, I'd be like, I sometimes wonder when I vote, does it really get registered? Is it, you know? And if you don't think that way, you should, because that's what we do in this country. We're taught to, you know, think boldly, question with authority. I don't just take one thing. Like there's times that I'll post photos on my Facebook, and the shirt that the person has, you can tell it's CGI, but I post it anyways for the hell of it, just to see what kind of response I can get from people. And then when they're like, well, you know, it's not real. I'm like, no. That's not real. And I'll sometimes defend the shirt for a little bit. And I'll be like, well. But then I'll be like, well, yeah, the whole point of the shirt is that she says some stuff just like this, or he says stuff like that, very similar. And guess what happens?
Nothing.
They don't care. But if Roseanne was to say something similar to that, or a conservative, how dare they need to be fired. But that's where this world is nowadays. People don't care. They don't question with authority. They don't question with boldness. They don't sit there and, well, let me see here. Like those kids in New York when they're like, oh, how dare Trump want to vet people in here? Well, if you're going to have a party, aren't you going to question? You're not just going to let anyone in. You're going to, you know, scrutinize to make sure people don't trash the place. Well, duh. Well, don't you want that same thing? Don't you want to check out people to make sure that they're safe and they're not going to try to bomb us or kill us? Well, of course. Duh. Well, then you just told me that you just said right now basically that you're for vetting, but you're at a venue against it. You're at a rally against it. You know, that's the problem in this world. That's the problem, and people don't get it. It's okay, folks. Maybe you'll get it someday. Maybe you'll wake up. You know, I mean, there's a new poll that says that 45% of the people say that this country is going in the right direction, and 52% support the economy, the handling of North Korea, and all kinds of stuff. You know, 52% is the number. I mean, the big issue here with this and what's going on is, I mean, we're in a changing time, okay? You can sit there and buy stuff on Amazon and eBay and stuff cheaper than you can on many other platforms. Take, for example, I mean, I've seen people, yeah, look, Trump passed his tax cuts, and look at Macy's is closing and Kmart's closing, and this is, well, Toys R Us had already filed bankruptcy. It's not when they shut their doors completely, not if, but when they shut their doors. Kmart, it's not if they shut their doors, it's when.
And they did that before Trump.
Way before Trump.
They did that with Obama.
Yeah, when Obama, they basically, you know, Sears combined with them, and it's sad to see Sears Roebuck going out of business, but they sold their Craftsman brand. They're looking at selling their Kenmore brand to keep themselves afloat. It's kind of like, we're going to do stuff to keep this ship floating, but it's just going to sink in the end. Oh, this is one of my favorite ladies, you know, MSNBC star Joy Reid. You know, oh, I love her. AM Joy, that is just the greatest show ever. Oh my gosh, I'm telling you. That was some sarcasm.
Do I need to get the divorce papers here, or what?
She has supposedly been accused, and many of her colleagues said that she has physically threatened a senior colleague, accused a Republican politician of being gay on the air, and often referred to her hateful blog during her short stint as a radio show co-host more than a decade ago. And she is being accused by co-workers of all kinds of stuff. You know, and I guess she's... we'll see what happens, if anything. I guess she's accused of physical violence back in the day and all kinds of stuff, so... It's going to be interesting to see if anything comes out of these allegations, if they do anything. So... Yeah. I don't know. I mean, she reminds me a lot of Al Sharpton, a race baiter, someone that's going to push the female black issue. You know, and that's how I've always seen that. You know, and I see that wholeheartedly. I see that. I see her as someone that does that. And something needs to give with that, because Lord help her. You know. But moving on, folks. I don't know if I talked about I think I did talk about the lead paint. When I lived in Vermont, we had those signs. No, because I actually watched a little clip just to see the Fixer Upper stars. Like, you would think that they would know better. I don't know. I lived in a world when they lit our candy cigarettes. We rode in the back of trucks. We had lead paint. We never had a problem. We never. I think what they did, the world took a pansy out of people. Instead of people standing up for each other and being there for each other. I mean, we had fun. I mean, when I grew up around people where you could make fun of, if you were being made fun of, there'd be people come up to you, man, give them crap back. Give them crap back. Don't take it personally. Everyone craps on everyone. Everyone makes fun of everyone, and we all laugh at each other. You know? And now it's like, kids take stuff so personally. And people are afraid to take an ass whooping anymore. I just gotta go into school and just kill everyone because they hate me. I don't get it. I don't understand this day and age. You know, because that's what I think about. A lot has changed. Because when I was in school, we had kids that had gun racks with rifles in the back of their car. The door was unlocked. You never, a lot of times in school, most people didn't even lock their car doors. Now it's, well, sir, you're going to have to remove that American flag from your car. I would have never have thought, I never thought I'd see a day that that would happen. You know, guns were hugely prevalent in the 80s and 90s, but we have all these shootings. That's why I don't understand. Like, I mean, paint used to have lead in it everywhere, and I don't, now all of a sudden, you know, the this couple, you know, they're getting charged $40,000 for lead paint violations. Who knows? But then again, I mean, think about it like this. There are tobacco companies that produce cigarettes that this is all natural, no additive tobacco. Well, back in the days, tobacco had no additives in the first cigarettes, and they weren't any safer for you. They weren't any healthier. But, you know, if they can get people to believe it, that's safer, then go for it. I mean, I'm glad I grew up when I did. Because we used to go to Pennsylvania in a station wagon. We used to put, like, blankets and stuff down and lie in the back. You couldn't get away with that now. Okay, sir, you know why I pulled you over, sir? Yeah, your kid is 8 years old, and he's not in a seat with the seatbelt fast attached to. Well, he should be in a 3.4 child seat, 8 and older safety harness with 2 bolts and this and that. And since you're going more than 18 hours in the car, sir, you should have a government issue the roll cage to put inside there to protect your family. That's going to be for not having that roll cage installed for long trips, that's a $5,500 citation for not having your kids in the seat. Oh, we'd lie in the back of the car. Lord help us if we would have wrecked. And look what we survived. That's what toughened us up. I mean, now you could. I mean, I've ridden from here to Monticello in the back of a truck. You know, going down that road at 50 mile an hour. I mean, imagine if we would have wrecked. We didn't think like that. But that's how this world works, you know. A woman pleads guilty to making up rape allegation charges against 2 college football players. Nikki Yavono, 19, of South Selekit, New York, reportedly made up allegations in order to gain the sympathy of another student she wanted to date. As part of a plea bargain, the young woman will be sentenced on August 23rd to 3 years suspended after she serves 1 year in prison and followed by 3 years of probation. Yeah, because she's one of those people that thought, all I have to do is say I was raped and they're guilty no matter what. Also, she can, oh, I want you to love me. I want you to pound me like they did. Really? Oh, so you could date somebody? I mean, I do give them kudos. I mean, nowadays, because kids can get on Twitter and write Taylor Swift, yeah, I want to take you to my prom. And they have, I mean, we didn't have that option to be able to do. Stacey Duke, I want to take you to my prom.
John Schneider, I'm going to take you. I don't care where.
I'd have been like, Roseanne Barr, get over here. I want to take you. Tom Arnold can be like the chaperone. Rosie O'Donnell and that'd be just kidding. But I mean, kids have that luxury nowadays. I would have never thought, well, I'm gonna claim I was raped just so I can get sympathy from somebody, you know, that I wanted to date. Yeah, That's a new one on me. Because I heard, I forget, I don't know who it was, I forget, but there was a story a while, like years ago, where a kid asked, like, someone to the prom, like someone big, and she goes, due to like security concerns, because there won't, you know, be mob, you know, you would have, if it was to come out, you know, that I was going to do this, you would have like paparazzi like crazy and all this. And she goes, I'm going to get in contact with you. And she took him as a date to one of the music awards or like TV awards. So it's kind of cool. But, you know, because a lot of that, if you ask out someone big celebrity wise, they probably wouldn't be able to do it just because of security risks and all that stuff. Blah, blah, blah. Paparazzi. You know, but I mean, I think I've seen it all now because, you know, I wanted to have a date. I wanted to date him, and, you know, so I had to sit there and say, hey, guess what? I was raped. I mean, like you had a thought that would go somewhere, you know, like you would actually get somewhere with that. Like, they wouldn't find out that you were lying. This is kind of sad. 98-year-old Jerry Marin, the last living from The Wizard of Oz, has died, his niece has told Fox News. He was one of the last Oompa Loompas. One of the originals.
And that not an Oompa Loompa, he was on The Wizard of
Oz. Oh, never. That tells you what kind of day I've had. Yeah, the Wizard, what am I thinking? I'm thinking of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Oops, did I say that? I mean, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. I didn't mean any offense by it. Well, they used it in the new version of it.
Yeah.
So, whatever. I was thinking of the little guys that, if you didn't know, they didn't speak English. And someone did the Oompa Loompas, and they just taught them to move their mouths to the words. But yeah, this is The Wizard of Oz. That's cool. Yeah, what a day. What a day, though. It's good, though, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. We got about 10 minutes left in the program, folks. And it's hard to believe it's almost World Cup time. Yes, sir. It's almost World Cup time. And Fred, that's coming to United, he was in, this is kind of, could be, it turned out to be a good thing, because I guess he was at Brazil World Cup training and has an ankle injury. And if he was to play all summer with Brazil and this and that, and they went really far in the World Cup, it'd be kind of near August before he would even be finished. Where here, if he doesn't play with Brazil or can't play, it'll give him time to rest and heal and get prepared. Instead, because a lot of these players are going to go right from World Cup duty with like 2 weeks, and bam, they're going to be right into, you know, whether it's the Spanish League or the Bundesliga or Premier League, and they're not going to have a lot of time to recoup and just relax. If he ends up not being able, if he ends up being to where he can't play the World Cup, but he's going to be okay in like, you know, a month and a half, then he may get some time to rest and relax and be prepared and come fully charged. We'll just have to wait and see what happens with that. You know, oh, the transfer window is always, always fun because, as you know, it's always the same old. You know, there's talk that Real Madrid, that Cristiano Ronaldo has quit Real Madrid. He's done with them. And, you know, and is that the case? Is he truly done? Is this another thing where if they get the manager and I like him, I'll stay? If they pay me, is he just saying this just to see if they offer him a ton of money? No, don't quit. Here, come back. I mean, I don't know. Like, I think with Ronaldo and Bale, until you get a new manager in there, until the Premier League season starts and the transfer window is done, I don't know if either of them will come. I don't think so. I mean, there's talk about Antonio Griezmann coming. I think, honestly, Antonio Griezmann will stay with AC Milan. I don't see him transferring. Would I love him? Yeah, I love him. Like, I would love Ronaldo or Bale, but I don't see him coming. I mean, you still got Fellaini over our heads. You know, Myron Fellaini, is he going to be one that, because he still technically has a contract on the table. And, I mean, he could seriously sit there. I wonder if he just, you know, just him hawing around. And then at the very last moment, yeah, I think I'll sign with United again. Just to piss us off. I don't know. You know, I would think Ed Woodward and some of them would say, okay, why haven't you just nixed the contracts and, hey, we're done, go somewhere else? I don't know. I mean, we got Fred and we got Dalot. That's how I pronounce it. If I'm not pronouncing it right, I'm sorry. You know, I truly believe we'll get Milinkovic Savage. So, just hard to believe the World Cup's coming up, and it's going to be interesting because you never know with the start of the World Cup what's going to happen. There's teams that you expect to dominate and they don't, and teams that you don't expect to dominate and they do. And yeah, it's just great. But yeah, it's just, I like the personnel changes and the fact that we took someone like Dalot. I feel big that we're going in the right direction. And keeping, I mean, I see some things going on in the right direction, but we still have Fellaini that's like the wrong direction hanging over our head. And I just wonder if that's going to be an Achilles heel. Yeah. I mean, because, like, with this Ronaldo, where he's quit Real Madrid and this and that, I'm like, I don't know. He left England, and I don't, if he comes, great. If he doesn't, I'm not holding my breath. Same with Bale. If he comes, great. If not, I'm not holding my breath. You know, because I have a feeling they'll both stay at Real Madrid. So that's just how I feel. You know, and it's just frustrating because, I mean, as I'm talking about this Fellaini issue, you're only as big as your weakest link. And if he's the weakest link, we're screwed. And there are people that are talking, okay, let's say we win the title next year. Will Mourinho stay? Because I know if he doesn't win the title, they'll probably, they'll probably get rid of him. But if he doesn't, if he wins the title, will he leave as usually he does after 2 or 3 years, or will he stay? And, you know, there are people that saying that, hey, we need to ditch him and get Zinedine Zidane, and, you know, would he even come to United? And I don't think he would, but, you know, there's always that chance that, you know, so I don't know. I don't know. I think if we won the title next year, if United was a team he really felt strongly that he found his home, then he would stay. If he hasn't, then he'll just find somewhere else, whether it's PSG or whatever. So, I don't know. Just kind of waiting game and just seeing what happens. And the fact that we got 2 deals done, that's great. You know, we just have to wait and see. Is Anthony Martial going to stay? Does he feel like he's going to have a chance to play if he does? If not, is he going to leave? I think after with Fosu Mensah coming back, he needs to get some playing time. We need to, since he's back from loan, we need to play him. You know, I'm just, the fact that we got the lot, or however you pronounce his name, I'm excited that we got a youngster that maybe people are getting to Mourinho in the ass. And maybe he's seeing that, hey, we were decent last year. We got second place, but we got to do something to be dominant. You know, we're not going to make it. We're not going to be champions if we keep going the way I'm going. Maybe he's having people say that, hey, you're good, but you're not great. So maybe we're getting to him. Maybe he's saying that, hey, you know, maybe I got to change some of my ways. Not all of them, because a lot of what you've done is what's made you so successful. So we'll have to wait. Got about 90 seconds left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world. Hard to say who I'd go for in the World Cup since the U.S. didn't make it. I guess I can root for whoever I want to. Just remember, don't be like that Asian dude that drank a crap load of energy drinks trying to stay up to watch every game and then ended up dying. Be smart. Work when you have to. Watch the games when you can. Find out what's happening when you can and just enjoy. It's another year, another World Cup, another exciting time, and a very short transfer window. So hopefully we get some more, because I think during the transfer window, a lot of the stuff they tell you is BS anyways. But remember, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Till next Tuesday, good night and goodbye.